This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Quran is my life and it's my living. How many of you really know what this means? Or absolutely it's true? Where did this come from, that Quran is my life? وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَرُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات والأرض إلى الله تصير الأمور. The last two verses of Surah Ash-Shura. Last two verses. And Allah is talking to Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام. Anything in the Quran is talking to me. When Allah says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا, yeah, you and me. But when Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, it's also me. Meaning, don't be like them. So don't say, I'm not a kafir, I have nothing to do with it. No. So Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا. And this is how we have revealed to you, inspired to you. What is it? He didn't say Quran. رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا. It's a soul. From our matter. What's a soul? This is what tadabbur is. When you look at the word and says, why did he say awhayna, and you're not questioning the wisdom of Allah, you're rather saying, ya Allah, what are you teaching me? When you says ruhan, you said soul, and you didn't say a book. Why? It's the other name of the Quran. There's about more than 30 names of the Quran in the Quran. One of the names is soul, ruh. What is ruh? To answer me, what is soul? When someone died, when do we say? What do we say? The ruh, the soul, left the body. So I am alive, I have a soul. I am dead, I don't have a soul. So what did Allah say? Why the Quran is a soul? It's my living, it's my life. My life. The question is, how many of us look at this beautiful book that you all see, and everyone has it in the home, that it is your life? You know, when many of us, especially the youth these days, right? Somebody just before I came texted me, very good friend of mine, she says, we have a gift for you. And I was like, okay, alhamdulillah, that's nice, in the morning, right? And she says, we're getting you a mocha. And I said, no. She said, no, it's a gift from us. And I was like, that's not tazkiyah. I'm coming to talk about Quran, you bring me mocha. Because what do you say? Especially the youth, I can't study without, right? I need my brain to focus, which is fine. It's caffeine, well known. Is the Quran, that's for you. That's what he told Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. وَرُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا. It's your soul. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي. Now he referred to it as kitab, as book. He didn't refer to it as Quran. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي. مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ. You had no idea. What is Quran? What is faith? وَلَكِنْ third name. هذه الverse is the three names of the Quran so far. وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا. We made it light. Now tell me, what is light? Anyone, think. This is how تتدبرين القرآن. This is how you reflect and contemplate. What is light? Something that guide. Now you're saying guide because it's the Qur'an, but usually we don't say this word right away. Usually something I see through. With it, I see. If you go outside in the night and there is no electricity, you're going to turn this and you're going to put the light and you're going to do like that. It's going to guide me to my path, where I need to go, to my car, to the parking lot, to the masjid, to the door. That's what Allah said. جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا. That Quran, that book here. How many of you look at that books here, those books, and say, this is my light? نُورًا. So why I don't? Why it's not a noor for me? Why it's not the light for me? Because that's what he said, Allah. It's still in the same verse. جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. We guide by it whom Allah wills. That's why if I recite, if you, all of you, I'm going to say, Pick up the Quran, open Surah Al-Fatiha. Not everybody will have the same effect. Although it's the same eyes, it's the same heart, but what is the difference? It's not the source, it's the receiver. The receiver, the heart you talked about, the receiver. I'm busy. I have more things to do. I know it. Can't tell you how many people tell me this. Oh, I know it. I said, really? Okay, tell me. Just give me how many numbers of surahs in the Quran. And they start stumbling. And you know it. Noora. Three things. One verse. I just shared one verse. More than 6,000 verses in the Quran. If every verse in the Quran, I study it this way, what's our life will be? وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. We guide whom we will from our servants. And then Allah is telling Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام, the end, which is a comfort to him. Because how many of us argue? We're so good in arguing. I'm not convinced. Where is it? Why? It's amazing. Amazing. I was saying this yesterday to somebody. SubhanAllah. And this is about medicine. And I am the physician, right? And she insists on, and finally I was like, you know, I arrest my case. I'm going to say what Allah taught me to say. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. The servants of Allah walk on earth with humbleness, and when they're ignorant to speak to them, they say peace. Don't argue. There's no point. And he's telling him, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. You guide. This is to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, to our straight path. By what? You need to answer me. If you understood what I said, you have to answer me. Guide by what? I want to hear it. Exactly. This is one of the things, the beauty of the Quran. The beginning of the ayah and the end of the ayah is connected. And same as the beginning of the surah and the end of the surah. Absolutely connected, sometimes very clear, sometimes لا يعلمها إلا الله. And the last surah, like the surah before, connected with the surah after. I can give you a lot of examples, we'll need more time. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي. So four things this Quran for me should be. I want you to write should be. And on the other side, where am I? Is it my life? How many of you can go 2 and 3 days continuously without water? Nobody. Why? Because وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. We made from every, or we made every living thing from the water. So why do I go a week, or a 2, or a month, or a year without reading it? When was the last time you opened the Quran? Not Quran Khani, nobody died. Your child doesn't have tomorrow a class, right? You picked up the Quran and said, I want to read the words of Allah. Ruh. Is it really a light for you? Is it my living? Is it my living? I'll give you an example. Everything we have in our life, the answer is in the Quran. It's one of the Sahaba, I don't remember his name, I think it's Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, who he said, I've never had a problem, didn't find the answer in the Quran. Really? And this actually, a question was asked to a scholar on TV, I watched that. And he said, is this a statement, is true? And he said, yes. So the interviewer, trying to be smart, honestly. So he said, really? So now if I tell you how to bake, how to make a bread, you tell me the answer is in the Quran? That's when you know your Quran. And he said, absolutely the answer in the Quran. It is. So the interviewer was like, what? And he said, didn't Allah says, what? وَأَسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge if you don't know. I am going to go and ask the bread maker. It's not my word. Did you get the point? When I don't find the answer in the Quran, The problem is not in the Quran. The problem is in the receiver, in me. When you sit and you open and you say, why it is not my life? Why it is not a light for me? So let's take another exercise. So what did Allah says to me when I come to a masjid? Did He teach me how do I come to a masjid? Now, sometimes the answer is not straightforward. So for example, straightforward answer, right? Pray 5 times. حَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاةُ الْوُسْطَى. Right? Make sure you preserve or you take care of your salah in the middle one. Clear. أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Perform salah and give your zakah. These are clear. What about the masjid? Me as a woman, as a man, as a believer. Is it by donation? Just give money? What did Allah said about a masjid? So when I come and I open the door, whether I'm going upstairs or I'm going here, what did He say? إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَعَسَى أُولَٰئِكَ يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. Am I? It's what He told me. You come to the masjid, you really love the masjid, you want to flourish the masjid, you want to build the masjid, you want to be the person who supports the masjid. It's not by money. Money is one of them for sure, but it's not. What about the people who doesn't have money? Who are they? من آمن بالله, you believe in Allah. من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر, and the day of judgment. ولم يخشى إلا الله, هذه هي الورد. Does not fear, and not fear. خشية is not fear. خشية is fear and love. Combine them. You know, when I love you so much, and I don't want you to get upset with me, and I'm so worried, I'm not going to say a word that will upset you. هذه خشية. Versus, I am afraid. So if you are there, I'm going to act very well. And if you're not there, I'm not going to, who cares? And Allah says that. When you come in this masjid and you open the door, do you really have that in your heart? That this is His house. This is not my house. This is, He has His rules. He can easily not invite me. And He did it for 2 years. And we learned Allah knows how much. That's the Quran. That's the Noor. That's the light. When I walk, how should I greet you? Who do I start with? You or you? Where do I sit? It's all in the Quran. That's my life. What happened to us? This is what I say to myself. Every time I go to Mecca, especially in the busy seasons, and I see these millions. If you go to Ramadan, in Ramadan, may Allah invite you all. Millions. Millions, day and night. Honestly. You reach a point where you can't walk. I mean, tawaf is like, barely is your exactly, barely you can walk. But why we are not people of influence? Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ أَقْوَامًا. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah, by this Qur'an will elevate people. What did we choose? It's not my life. And correct me if I'm wrong. It's not my light. I go and look everywhere. And then I come to the Quran. You know how you know that? When someone brings you an ayah, a verse from the Quran, what happens to your heart? لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. If we have sand, if you see this Quran, every time you see mountain, think of this verse. This is tadabbur. This is how you live the Quran. So you look at the mountain and you say, wow, if Allah sent this Quran to this mountain, the mountain will be shaking. And I am, the Imam is reading the Quran, and I am on my phone. What happened to my heart? What happened to my skin? الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثانية تقشعر منه جلود الذين آمنوا. ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم لذكر الله ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء من عباده. Same thing. It's as in Surah Al-Zumar. You put it on your screen. Allah nazzalah. Allah sent down kitaban. Now he called it kitab. If you spend daily 5 minutes, just look at the names of the Quran in the Quran and pick one verse. And Allah called it kitab. Allah nazzala, and he didn't call it kitab first. Ahsan al-hadithi. The best of words, the best of dialogue. That's why scholars tells you, you never say two things. Never say, I'm going to tell you the best story. Because there's only one best story. It's the story of Sayyidina Yusuf. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص. We're going to recite to you the best of the stories. And أحسن الحديث. The best words is the words of Allah. الله نزل. I want you, when you look at the Quran, even if you're on your phone, think of it this way. أحسن الحديث. And you look at us, we speak for hours. Where is the Quran in here? Whether the words itself or the meaning of it. كِتَابًا مُتَشَابِهًا مَثَانِيًا. This is one of the miracles of the Quran, that it is repeated and sometimes exactly the same. Those of you who memorize the Quran, you know the problem. Because it is exactly the same sometimes, and you don't know where did you go, which chapter you were. And what happens? تَقْشَعِرُ لَهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The skins of the believers, تَقْشَعِرُ, you know, goosebumps, literally, that's the word. When do you have goosebumps? When do you have goosebumps? Tell me. When? When it's cold, right? When something I hear, right? Oh, you're giving me goosebumps. That's how we say it. Do you get goosebumps when you read the Quran? No, exactly. Why not? The receiver. The receiver. And I always remember, or I remind myself, Sayyidina Umar has a famous statement. He says, كُلُّ النَّاسَ أَفْقَهُ مِنْكَ يَا عُمَرُ. Everybody knows bait better than you. He used to say to himself. And when I read the Qur'an, and I'm like, I see other people, it's like, everybody love the Qur'an more than you. Everybody understand the Qur'an better than you. Why? He didn't give them five eyes, and he gave me only two. أَحْسَنَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابًا متشابها مثانية تقشعر منه. First is you have to feel it. Then your heart will surrender. How do we read the Quran? As my life, what is the usual? You all know the Khatma race of Quran, of Ramadan, I call it. You know what's the Khatma race? How many times you finished? Oh, I did five. And if I will ask one question, from the five times you read, you don't know. That's not a life. And that's not a living. That's not a life. That's not a living. Each one of you, practical, as they call it, take home message. What do I want to do within this Ramadan? In my relationship with the Quran. What is your plan? We all plan. Right? Did you plan? When travel, you're going to plan, you're going to book a ticket, you're going to do this. What is your plan for Ramadan? Your relationship with the Quran in Ramadan, I'm referring. Not how many people you will invite, to where you're going to go, who's masjid, I'm going to go for Taraweeh. And we go to Taraweeh and leave, nothing changed. Nothing. After eight, everybody becomes Sunnah follower. And everybody leaves and they are outside there talking. And the Imam is reading. And they looked at me and says, it's your Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam prayed only eight. And I said, yeah. He prayed eight for 2 hours. He didn't go out. And the Quran is being read and I'm talking. It's not my life. Because when something is my life, I want it, I hold it, I cherish it. Because I know I'm going to die without it. That's how it is. And you live by it. You live by it. How many of you lived, something happened in your daily life, an incident, And then you remembered something from the Quran and you acted. Less than 3%. How many of you have read the Quran at least once? Don't be scared. Right? How many of you, you are saying something, doing something, an incident, and somebody come and remind you of the Quran? Don't say it this way because that's not pleasing to Allah. And immediately you stop. And he said, oh, jazakillahu khair. Versus, no, but you didn't know what I meant. But, so Sayyidina Umar, this is a famous story if you read the commentary of the last, it's a verse in Surah Al-A'raf. So Sayyidina Umar is in Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, in his majlis, in his company, and he is the leader, and he is who is he, right? And one of the companions brought his uncle with him. And the uncle entered in front of everybody, and imagine if this is me or you, and he starts attacking Sayyidina Umar in everything that's not true. If anything about Sayyidina Umar, enough that he is. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, if there was a prophet, it would have been, after me, it would have been Sayyidina Umar. And the man, you are unjust, you do this, you do that. And they say, and you read it in the tafsir, they say his face changes. And you imagine Sayyidina Umar. So the Sahabi, who's this is his uncle, stood up, turned to him and says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, leader of the believers. Allah, look how the reminder. Allah, that should stop you, number one. Because you are now reminded of Allah. Said to his messenger, now the second, now he recited the verse from the Quran. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ إِنَّهُ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, leader of the believer. Allah taught his messenger to say the following. That's a verse from the Quran. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ, make pardon and forgiveness as your character. وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ, and enjoin what is accepted. And then, وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, stay away from the ignorant. He is ignorant. And you read this in the tafsir, it says, مَا تَجَاوَزَهَا عُمَرْ, did not even blink an eye. Immediately he stopped. That's when I live the Qur'an. That's when the Qur'an is my life. When it's my living in everything, in every decision. Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I eat this? Should I eat that? Do I eat healthy? Why do you eat healthy? Because it's the book. Because everybody is doing it. No, because Allah told me. Which food, every healthy food they talk about is in the Quran. Subhanallah, life has to be, we need to change. And let's say adults before the youth. If you do this in your home, then everybody else in your house will do it. And not memorize like I call it, like a birdie. I don't know what I am saying. It's khayr, by the way. And the last verse I want to finish with is in Surah Al-An'am. And Allah talks about life and dead, the living and the dead, in reference to the Quran. And he said, أَوْ مَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah says, are they the same? Ask yourself this. Are they the same? Who are they, Ya Rabbi? أَوْ مَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا, this person was dead. He's now talking about spiritual death. You know what's spiritual death? When the adhan goes in and nothing happens to me. When the Quran is being recited and I said, why do we have to listen to Quran every day? Spiritually dead when I disobey Allah and nothing happens. I don't feel bad. Everyone else is doing it. Allah is ghafoor rahim. Allah is all forgiving. Then I'm spiritually dead. Al-qalb al-mayyit. Allah called dead and sick. So Allah says, أَوْ مَنْ كَانَ مَيْتَ, we all were dead spiritually before Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. If If there's any revert in this room, they know this better than anybody else. أو من كان ميتا فأحييناه. We give them life. وجعلنا له the same word, نورا, light. يمشي به. This one is for الظلمات. That light, he or she walks in darkness. You know what's darkness? When you are in public, at my work, and everybody is gossiping, which is very norm. Anybody who works knows this. And I am going to say, no, I am not. Not because I'm different, or I'm special, or I want people to praise me, but because that's what he taught me. In the Quran, do you want to eat the dead body of your brother? It's in the Quran. أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه. Do you want to eat the dead flesh of your brother? Ah, you hated it. Did you see my point? فأحييناه وجعلنا له نورا يمشي به في الناس كما مثله في الظلمات. Is it the same as the person who is absolutely living in darkness? And it is sad when we Muslim women, I'm speaking to women today, the woman living in darkness. We need to wake up. We need to change the way we look at the Quran, deal with the Quran, treat the Quran, expectation from the Quran, and what the Quran expect from me. And let alone what Allah expect from me. It's His words, it's not mine. It's His words. He's talking to me. Who am I? And how do I respond? And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those people who, when we read the Quran, look at the Quran as the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.